was white, Ivy Weller. No, because we wanted another one, and my father said, I've lost it. It was a shame, really. I suppose he sold what he could. For the first one that he brought out, he named Mrs. Henry Weller, yeah. And he got a certificate of merit for that up at the Rose Show.
Very proud of
yes, that. Yes, he was. It was a lovely rose, a lovely scent, and that was a pink.
Not all
was scented. Mine wasn't scented, but my sister's, Frieda Weller, that was a climber. That was a lovely scented rose. And they used to be very free-flowering. I think they've got lost. It's rather difficult. I've never seen them in print now at all, you know, in the catalogues. You see, when he sold them, he didn't catalogue them. That might still be
Mrs. Henry
Weller.
Well, no, Cyril, your eldest
my
brother.
Eldest brother, he was. Yes. But of course he died fairly young, unfortunately. We've got a lot of roses, and I've got some cuttings out there now. And I used to be able to bud, you know, and that sort of thing. My youngest brother, of course, he went in for, but he does more now of the landscaping. Oh. His business is at Norwood. Ronald, that's my youngest brother. There's 18 years between us, you see. No. Yes. Knowles and Weller, that is. Quite as a young lad, these two boys set up on their own before the war.